Hello and welcome to 12 p.m. Shenanigans. Not my title of our thing. It's going to be New Shenanigans, but...
New Shenanigans doesn't roll off the tongue!
Exactly.
Literally. Me and my girlfriend were literally going to do 1 a.m. shenanigans, but then she starts working. But noon shenanigans doesn't make any fucking sense. No, it doesn't. Anyway, the basis or plot of this episode is to talk about animes we've watched and animes we enjoy. So the first anime, which is my favorite personally, is called Haikyuu. Haikyuu is about a kid who's about, like, what, 5'4"? How tall is he?
How tall?
Yeah, H-I-N-T. Yeah, you can probably find it. Hinata. Like, it's like a piñata, but Hinata. Everybody's gonna be mad at me.
Piñata.
It's just a piñata. I mean, with all the balls that hit his face.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bruh.
I know, Haikyuu. Why don't we just look up Haikyuu?
Well, yeah. But this was look Haikyuu Heights characters.
There you go.
How tall is Hinata Shoyo?
He is not, because he's fucking...
it says so on his wiki just somewhere.
Yeah.
He is 5'4", which is about as tall as me. Fuck off. I'm the main character here.
Okay.
But it's about this character named Hinata. He's 5'4". He's almost the shortest person there. Well, that voice crack. The shortest person there is Nishinoya Yu, who I think is 5'3".
Yeah.
That's the tallest. Fucking Lev? No way. Lev is not the highest. Yachi. I don't like Yachi. Everyone's gonna hate me. I don't like her. But Yachi is fucking 4'9". She's a literal midget. She's a midget. But anyway, it's about this kid who's about 5'4". And he wants to play volleyball. But since he's so short, he's playing in a tall people sport. He's aiming to be, like, the small giant, as they put it. Because I think the small giant was 5'5". Yeah. And, so, I really like it because it has 3 seasons. The 4th season's coming out in a few months. Maybe. Meme review. We're not doing that.
Meme review.
But what's next? Are we going to do here's the team meme? I mean, I do have Starbucks here, but we should probably not do that.
Yeah. Is that... I hate you already.
It said it was supposed to start really soon, like the end of this year.
Well, yeah. And a podcast.
Hell yeah. Other podcast. Shameless plug.
Why the DBZ on the IQ thing?
No one's gonna like me after this. I don't like Dragon Ball Z.
No, not really. I've seen several episodes of it. Just couldn't get into it.
But anyway, back to Haikyuu. Haikyuu is about this short dude who wants to play volleyball, but since volleyball is a tall people sport, put that in. Put that the fuck in.
That's gonna be fucking edited out. I don't care.
Come on!
No!
But anyway.
Gotta be professional.
This is as professional as it's gonna get.
Yeah, really.
So, what happened is he wants to play volleyball, but he's not really good at it. All he's good at is jumping. And he meets this guy named Kageyama, and Kageyama is so-called king of the court. So, the king of the court was actually not the king of the court because he was good. He was the king of the court because he was selfish. So he was the selfish king of the court. And he got basically kicked off of the court because he was being too selfish. And now he doesn't want to be called king of the court anymore. He will literally fight you if you call him the king of the court. He gets agitated. And
he'd probably kill you.
He probably would. So without going into too much detail, you go and watch them play volleyball and progress. Because at the end of season 1, not to spoil anything, I'm going to spoil it, Karasuno loses to Aba Josai. And they get all sad and shit. And the thing about it is you don't want them to lose. But as soon as season 2 comes out, and you see all these really good teams losing, you're like, holy fuck! Like, my favorite team, Jozenji, they have a fuckboy as a
I really
captain.
I really wish I could put in the fuckboy by, what was his name? Well, I can't think of his name, but it was from Mini Lad's Mario Kart series where Nogla called his voice cracked and called everyone, hey, fuckboy.
But yeah, it's literally this fuckboy because he has an undercut like me. His hair is dyed like me, but he has his hair is like spiked upward. So it looks kind of like Nishinoya if you ever looked at him.
I wouldn't mind him spiking me.
Edit that out.
No, Barry.
Don't just do that. Make a visual representation of it. Please, please. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Don't do that.
We watch too many freaking YouTubers for that shit.
Yeah. But, so his name is Terashima. Hot dude. Amazing boy. But they're my favorite team. But they lose. The thing about it is you don't want them to lose. That's the pros and cons of watching IQ. You love every team, but you love every team. You get to see the progress that they made, and you just fucking ball. It's a sad anime. It's like Angel Beats, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
That's why I talk about stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, you're going to talk about more.
I'm probably not going to actually talk about that. I haven't watched. There's still coming out with some more seasons.
Oh, I'm tired. Anyway, by the end of it, you actually really learn to enjoy the sport of Haikyuu, and also you get to get into a lot of ships. Some straight, some gay, but mostly gay, because it's literally guys smacking balls into each other's face. That's all I'm going to say. That's all for my segment of Haikyuu. Now, whatever he wants to talk about.
So, okay, for mine, very popular anime down in Japan. Actually, probably a little bit more popular than Haikyuu. Actually, probably, because they do come out with a lot of stuff. It is Love Live! School Out Project. So basically, Love Live! Is a anime about this school basically is almost forced to shut down because they didn't get enough applicants into their school. So there are three main characters in like the first episode that you get to know. First one is Honoka Kozuka. Second one is Umi. And the third one is Katori. So basically they figure out that the school might be closing down for like ever. So Honoka decides, since she saw idols, that at another school they were gonna do that for to see if maybe more applicants would come there because they want to be more idols in the school. Basically the other school is just so where it is, if you're not top of the class, you're basically not allowed in that school. So they kind of just wanted to do that, and first no one really wanted to do it except for Honoka, and then they all kind of decided, you know what, why not, let's see if we can actually do it. So they've tried to do it, and one of their, I guess, principals say, hey, you're never gonna make it in this world. Why even try? You should just let us try to fix it out. So, of course, being freaking teenagers, they're not doing that. So they're still continuing to practice and everything. But the one part that I like, there's one part that I like. It's an amazing anime. Although, with the same thing with Haikyuu, you see so many people that you want, like, to win because they have love lives every year or whatever, or month, I don't know. And you want to see everyone win. But then, like, they had the main premise is that they're having 9 people in their band, in their idol group. So there's 3 first years, there's 3 second years, and there's 3 third years. So after, like, the first Love Live, the second year's like, wait a minute, the third years are going to be gone by the end of this year. How are we going to actually keep the band, how are we going to keep the idol group up without the 3 members that are in third year? So you see them, and they're like, well, we could always blah, blah, blah. So they basically figure out, like, you know what? There's no choice in where we kind of go. And we can't change the future of us. So they decide after this Love Live, the final Love Live that they're going to have, that they're just going to disband the group. So that kind of got me there. It's a very emotional, it's like an actual very, very emotional scene that they have there.
Is it the one where the girl gets slapped? Remember Nico
getting
slapped? It's literally just a fucking slap.
I don't know.
I remember seeing that on, like, because I was talking, there was someone talking about pet peeves about anime, and Nico just literally gets slapped.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah.
It's like she literally gets slapped.
No, that's Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. But no, seriously. They get... Just... Why? Was that just because they were agreeing to disband?
No. What happened was that Hanukkah basically didn't want the group to disband at all. So she basically said, well, after the third year, so basically Nozomi, Ellie, and Nico all went to their separate roads. They would keep the group up and try to look for other third years or whatever. But, of course, if it's those nine made the team, and they didn't want anyone else to really have that team.
I don't know. I see this thing down here, and I think of that one anime where it's the guy flying on the fridge. Like, do you remember that, I guess?
See, like, here. Yeah, better close up of that happening.
A uniform!
Yeah, that's... Sunshine's amazing. I love Sunshine.
Oh, look, a Batman meme, but you can't tell what it says because it's in Spanish! I want Nico D'Angelo to have... I was reading something.
Oh. I saw this.
It's like the one with Madama, car salesman, slaps her from car salesman, turned into fucking the car.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Also why
was
thinking about quitting.
But anyway, like, that random slap scene wasn't needed, but also in season, I think it was season 2 of Haikyuu, they had this one scene where Hinata and Kageyama got in, like, a big fight, and they had to call one of the third years in to, break it up, which happened to be Tanaka, who's the one who normally starts all the fights. He's like, yo, what the fuck, bitch?
Yeah, see, with that, it's kind of weird, because in season 1 of Love Live, there is a fight that happens. Like, where it basically became where, when you saw it happen, you were like, oh, fuck. Shit's going down. Because in season 1, Katori got sent in application to go into a school in America. So she gets a letter back saying, like, hey, yeah, you've been approved. So she wants to tell Honoka that she can go study abroad. But at the same time, that would mean her leaving Japan and leaving Muse. And Muse is their group called, what their group is called.
Oh my god.
So after that, so she was kind of thinking like, hey, should I tell Honoka? So she finally does tell Honoka, and Honoka takes it the wrong fucking way. Because she basically went off on her. Like she said, I'm pretty sure she said, why would you try to leave us?
Okay, so wait, listen. This fight in Haikyuu literally happened for like 3 minutes.
But like, so, I mean, if anything, I would do recommend Love Live School Festival. Project Festival is the game. It's really good. Another one that I can watch.
Okay, listen.
I don't like that sound. We're not just wasting time.
Well, yeah, I know. But I really like this fight.
But no.
Also, if you watch Haikyuu, don't watch the dub. It's fucking trash.
Ooh, that hurts. People really don't watch the dub. Unless it's me, where I watch dub. Like 24/7, except for SAO Alicization, because I actually watch Alicization in Japan, in Japanese.
You literally just yay,
yeeted him.
And then this happens. You want to know something interesting? If any of you guys ever watched My Hero Academia and watched like the sub version of it, the guy who plays Bakugo also plays Nishinoya in the dub of Haikyuu, because you can tell very easily by the way they yell.
Oh yeah, there was a anime that I watched. It was Heaven's Lost Property, which if anything, guys, do not watch that one. Unless you're into like really, really pervy stuff. Yeah. But even with that, I mean, it's good. Like, it's really good as an anime, but don't watch it unless you like really want to watch something pervy. They're,
it's like worse than High School DxD.
Oh yeah, it's worse than High School DxD. Like the actual first episode, I think it was the first episode. Freaking the main character basically told his angel to kill herself. And she almost went through with it.
Well, you won't be the first person to tell somebody to kill themselves. In anime, nonetheless.
Yeah. But that character that basically told his angel to kill herself, he also plays another character on, I can't think of his name now.
SAO?
No, not SAO. It's an anime I forgot about.
Like, if you can think about the basic premises.
That's another school one. Yeah, it's a school, Oh, I can't think of it.
No, just tell me. Is it fucking the High School of the Dead?
No, not High School of the Dead. Let's see here. Because I know.
Is it Yuri on Ice?
I hate this. It's Bakken and Test.
Bakken and Test.
Yeah, Bakken and Test. Shit, so Bakken and Test characters. So the character, let's see here, where is he?
Look how the all first thing that came up was literally fucking girls.
Yeah, it's mostly fucking girls. Wow, why do they not have him? Maybe him? No, it's not him. Because he's a male. But they always get him confused as a female.
So a trap.
Yeah, he's basically a trap.
Trap.
Oh wow, why can't I think? Come on. I know he's in class.
Another good anime I recommend, Charlotte. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh god.
Charlotte's really good because it's about this guy, I forgot his name, but he it's him. Cause like I don't know this guy. I think it's.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name is. But he has this power of. If he wants, he can go into someone else's body, but he loses consciousness.
Oh, that one.
It's really cool. And if you want a sad anime, look at Angel Beats. Oh, fuck. I cried. Fuck.
Wow. I can't. Find him anymore. Like, I know. Oh, right here. Him.
That guy with the, like, a weird blue hair and looks like he's about to, like, murder you in your sleep.
Oh, yeah. He's not that. He's a fucking pervert.
So, like, Mineta.
Because basically, if he has a chance to take a snap, to take a picture of your panties, he will go for it.
So, Mineta from My Hero Academia.
Basically, yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hate Mineta.
Who doesn't?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, here we go. There we go. Him. Yeah, Greg, he does the voice for.
Hey. He does. Motherfucker!
He does the voice for Nishinoya. He does the voice for Nishinoya, so that's why.
Fuck Nishinoya. Well, actually, he does the voice for that guy on My Hero Academia? Huh? That guy.
Oh.
I don't know his name. Koji Koita. I just saw Koji.
It's Koda.
Koda.
Yeah, I know.
You should see who the voice actor for Bakugo is.
Let me see.
I want to see who else he did. You should see who the voice actor for fucking,
Oh, yeah. Tomoki. He did the voice for Tomoki, which also did the voice for, the pervert in,
Wait, go back up. I want to see his picture real quick. He looks like a mildly young... He looks like a mildly older version of Tom Holland.
He does, too.
Like, mildly older.
Now, who else do you want to look up?
I wanted you to look at the voice actor Bakugo. Not the Japanese, the English.
Well, that's the first thing I actually go... The English voice actor or just voice actor?
English voice actor.
Boom.
Clifford Samuel Champion. I don't even know what that is.
Behind the voice.
Who else did he do?
What? High School DxD.
Oh my god, Ace Attorney! Bruh! I love Ace Attorney.
Thank you.
Fucking Tsukushima's asshole brother?
I love how you relate those guys.
But that's literally what...
I could go.
You know what? The fact is that... Oh my god, that guy from fucking Tokyo Ghoul. Hey, buddy, old pal. I'm your best friend, but I won't actually be relevant until the end of the episode.
Oh, Attack on Titan. You did Attack on Titan. One Piece.
We should see... I love my boy.
He did some Dragon Ball Z stuff.
You should see you should look at the voice actor for Monoma. I almost said Monoma Shinso, but that's like two different characters. Monoma Neto. Neto. That's Neto, but N O Mono.
Yeah, M-O.
M-O-N-O. Mono. M-A. Ma. You literally just had it up.
Where?
Boy. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Boy.
It's right there! You're pissing me off!
I know. It's easy to piss you off, though.
What else did he do? That guy from Tokyo. Ooh. Literally, he did fucking that guy from Tokyo.
There's not really anyone that I can see that.
Oh my god, he did someone from. Go up, up. Up more, a little more. he did fucking. I can't use you, that's his.
Him?
Yeah. Saborga?
Yeah.
Let's see if he does any. My Agnemia! My baby! He's such an asshole and I love him.
Tokyo Ghoul.
These thug antics aren't welcome in a school environment! Hey, we have ourselves a phone too.
Hey, guys. Yeah, we have a little bit left. I mean, hey. Back in test, there we go. Oh, he did this.
Why does he have a bra on his head?
I don't know, cuz.
What anime we should watch is a. Is it wrong to pick up a girl in a dungeon?
I've watched some of that.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I just haven't watched all of it. DBZ.
Titan.
No, sorry. Dragon Ball's. Dragon Ball Super. Now he has Dragon Ball's Xenoverse. Red. Raspberry. Uh-oh. He blows raspberries at you.
Shit. Shit. We should... Next episode, we're gonna look up random voice actors and see who else they do. Probably from, like, Haikyuu and Love Live and My Hero Academia, because those are good animes.
Yeah. But it is actually coming down to the wire, so I think this will be the end of the first episode. I'm gonna have to do major editing on this fucking video. Not even video. Okay, well, yep.
Keep it in. Barry, edit that out.
Not Barry, but please.
No, but Barry, don't do that. Make a small wrap around it. Many visuals.
Okay, well, this will be the end of the first episode, and hopefully you guys do enjoy the rest of our episodes. We'll probably do it every week, at least, maybe?
Like once a week.
Once a week, maybe, around there. If not, maybe every other week. But yeah.
See ya.
See you guys soon.